And the thing that I'd like to read finally is a series of poems that were commissioned by the BBC, Verb. And there's another thing which happens in architecture, which is that when you're trying to build a significant building, a trick of the trade is to try and create an entrance for it which makes people predisposed to the fact that they're approaching something of significance. So, for example, for a monastery, you might build a long, winding path that comes up with a vista. So I suppose it's apparent that there's something in these poems that's significant for me, and I always try to think of a way of approaching them that would make people predisposed to my frame of mind. And I've tried today to disarm you with a kind of exposition. These poems were written for me. They took about a year to write, which is the longest that I've ever taken with anything, and they're not very long. And they were written during a year where I had a lot of anxiety, and the poems were something to do with trying to come to terms with that emotion without resorting to putting it in language or explaining it, and trying perhaps to work outside of language and finding a way to, without making it meaningful, to give people a sense of what it was that that feeling felt like. There are a couple of characters in the poems. There's a dog, again, this time called Henry, and there's a character. There are a couple of characters like the train, and there are a couple of sounds. There's also a character of a mayor-like character who I think of as a kind of magistrate character who's quite formal and knowing. And there's a chorus who you'll hear by their sing-songy voice. The title of the poem is called Henneker's Ditch, which a lot of people think means something in Afrikaans, but it's in fact the name of the area where they're going to build the Olympic Stadium. Henneker's Ditch. Actually, I need some water. And there are six parts. One. I stood at the station like the pages of a book whose words suddenly start to swim. Wow, the rain, rose beetles. Formal lines of broad-leaved deciduous trees ran the length of the platform. Ikira, Trekatras, Didental, said the train. Slow down, please, said the road. Sometimes you get lucky, said the estate agent onto his mobile phone. It all depends on the seller. Dear Circus, past the thicket, through the window, the painted months are coming for us. See the bluff, the headland, announcing the presence of water. See the moths. The trees walk backwards into the dark. Two. Hello? Hello? The snow comes in sobs. Dogs sob. Cars sob across town. Dear Circus, when you found me, I was a rickety house. There was a yellow light and a blanket folded up on the stoop, and the yellow light, dear Circus, was a night-blooming flower. We pushed a chest of drawers against the door. It's nice, now that the corridor's empty. A necklace, vacant, light wrecked the road. Dear Circus, we took off our clothes and did cocaine for 3 weeks. The washing machine shook so badly that a man asleep 4 floors down reached out to hold it. Shut that dirty little mouth of yours. Three. Henneker's Ditch. You'll never find it, he said over dinner, a black lobster and bottle of vinegar, unless... Blackened, the dog tilts his head from beneath the canopy of the karoo tree. Look at my face, he said. Can you see what I'm thinking? A red jersey, bot, 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 several breezes. Boats on the water were moving at different speeds. The baker took a portable radio into the garden to listen to the cricket in the shade of the bougainvillea. Tick-a-tick-oo, tick-a. We were moving as shadows. 3 times he came upstairs and made love to her, then went back down and read his book. The air was blood temperature and the consistency of blood. Look at my face, he said. I see you, I see you. I see you in our murky bath. I see you in our black and white bath like a cat. 4. Barbed wire around the fisheries, a letter from the municipality. Come closer, sir, step into my office. Above the harbour, tin roofs and cranes. Henry, he said. Hello, Henry, he said. What's been happening in Dogtown these days? The Audi keys lay heavy on the table. Ah, Henry, he said, how wonderful it is to see you. The mists came down. The moon was bright. Collectors searched the night market with flashlights, and the wind outside, with its slight chill, howled. Henry, the breezes they built across the open market, like meatballs, Henry, like windmills, Henry, like policemen, Henry, apprehending criminals. A man in a collared shirt put a cigarette to his mouth and looked at his watch. And what happened then? He wore a street hat, and carried a belt over one arm. And what happened afterwards? Tell her, I think he's given up. Tell her, he closed the door and came in. He closed the door and the sound of the bathwater dimmed. 31 back gardens. 31 back gardens overlooking the backs of 31 houses. 31 houses looking out over the sea, and the sea, of course it was marbled and contorting. Are you sleeping? Figures in yellow Macintoshes make their way along the coastal path. And then, what then if I were to say, how much longer? If I were to ask you, how much further? It's just, I've used up all my reserves. There was a yellow light and a blanket folded up on the stoop. The light was burning dimly now. By that time, the light had begun to flicker. He opened the door and fastened his lonely shadow, and she fastened hers and sat on the chair. I think we're in the middle, aren't we? He said, I think we may be. We're certainly not at the beginning anymore. 6. The moon was acting strangely. The moon was moving fast. It was cloudy but hot. Electricity cables gathered round a pole like the roof of a marquee. He wore a gold vagina on his chest. There was gold lining on the flaps of his jacket. She lay her head against the window and sang a song by Silvio Rodriguez, wearing 10 gold balls on a chain around her neck. Dear circus, sometimes we are just so full of emotion. And what happened then, and what happened afterwards? Chicken bones and pick and pay receipts. We were moving as shadows, and the only light was the light from the bakery. A lampshade hangs above the window. Tika-tiku, tika. We have no history, nothing has passed between us. 100 years pass like this. Dear circus, I need to see more glass. I need to see more glass. This has to be more gentle. Thank you very much.